It is Free for All on the Ticket with Sam Gannon. I'm Mike Ducey from Fox 4. You hear us weeknights, or see us, hopefully, weeknights at 10:30 and Sundays at 10 for our 30 minutes of local sports every night on Free for All on Fox 4. And it's great to be filling in for the sweet spot here, 1 to 3 today and tomorrow. And now on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline, Sam Gannon has a very special guest to introduce.
That's
Sam?
Right. So here is my intro. I'm not quite sure that you'll ever find a more diehard fan by our next guest, and he just so happens to live in the Boston area, the home of the New England Patriots, might I add. His love for Roger Staubach sparked his love for the boys. He can rarely watch a game live in its entirety, although I'm never sure he was able to. He usually has to watch the following day. Please welcome to the show my father, Mike Gannon. Dad, how are you?
Good, Sam. How are you, Mike? How you doing?
Hello, Mr. Gannon. Good to talk to you.
You too, Mike. That was very nice, Sam. Although, and especially after last night, too.
What are your takeaways from last night, Dad?
Oh, the defense again. Can you please stop somebody? You know, it's just, it's so frustrating. You know, you don't know who's going to show up, you know? But, you know, I don't blame Dak. He's done his thing. He's tried. It's just they got to fix that defense, you know?
Mike Gannon, take us through the process of you watching a Cowboys game. Sam has told me a little bit about your trouble sitting still, as she just mentioned, to watch a game. Did you watch it live? Did you have to look back at it later, just highlights? How did you consume last night's game?
I got to be honest, Mike, the way it's been, I mean, I followed them since the 60s when I used to watch the entire games. But again, last night I turned it on. It was, at the time, it was 14-14. I see the Vikings inside the 5-yard line. I turn it off again. I go back, you know, another quarter later. It's 23-17. I'm like going back and forth. And then I can't take it because I get too crazy. So I just say, you know what? I got to watch this in the morning on the NFL Network. So I was praying and hoping if I turn on the game in the morning that the Cowboys would have won, and it wasn't a good score when I turned on at 6:30 in the morning. I saw the final score, and I go, oh, boy, here we go. You know, here we go again.
That's discipline, somehow avoiding finding out what the final result was so you could watch it in the morning.
But, Dad, you've always done this because back in the 90s, the glory days, I remember watching all those games, and you couldn't even watch a whole game back then. You would be upstairs in your room, and then I would have to, or Mom would be like, come downstairs, they just scored or whatever. But the whole reason, Dad, you know, you're surrounded by all your best friends up in the Boston area. They are diehard Pats fans. And is it fair to say that you find just as much pleasure in the Patriots losing as the Cowboys winning?
Well, it's funny you mention that, Sam, because you were spot on that. When I sat through the New England Patriots Buffalo Bill game, I actually sat through that game because I was hoping for. And when it was 21-0, I go, well, you know, things looks like they might get them. And then, my God, when that whole game yesterday, what Josh Allen did the second half was just incredible. I mean, that's just a total choke job by New England. You know, I really enjoyed that. And some of my friends, he goes, Mike, you're kind of sick because you actually get a better victory when New England. I says, yeah, because that's, you know, I'm a diehard Dad. The crap I had to put up for decades up here when Dallas was winning Super Bowls with the Buffalo Bills. And these fans up here, Sam, as you know, a lot of my friends, they weren't always Patriot fans. You know, they jumped. They used to be Raiders.
Bandwagoners.
Miami. And then when the Patriots finally started winning, now they jumped on. You know, I've been Dallas through. They said, well, Mike, if it's Dallas and New England, I go, no, I'm a Dallas fan. I'm going to vote for Dallas to beat New England. I follow them since the 60s. You know, I'm not switching up, although it's been frustrating up and down. you know, I've stuck with him, win or lose. I just hope Jerry fixes the defense next year for me. So before I go to my grave, I can get at least another Super Bowl.
Well, let's not talk about graves yet, Mike. Mike Gannon, Sam's dad, is our guest here on the ticket as we're talking Cowboys, Vikings. And Mike is in the Boston area where Sam grew up, and you spent your whole life up there. Mike, you referenced being a fan since the 60s.
Yeah,
you once tried out for the Dallas Cowboys. Is that right? Tell us about that.
That is true. That was in 1979. I went down to Texas. I was at Northeastern at the time. One of my buddies was trying to get me to play on Northeastern, but leaving high school and having your first year in college, it's, you know, you actually have to study compared to your last year as being a senior in high school. So long story short, I went down to Texas Stadium, and that was one of the highlights of my life, walking into that stadium. And then, it was super. I was telling the guys, I think that day, nobody actually signed with the Cowboys that day. The kickers, I think I got cut at about around 11 o'clock, and the kickers came on at 12 o'clock. And I don't think they signed anybody that day. But back then, Mike, they had like free agent tryouts. You could go to different camps. If you didn't make one team, you could try to hook on with another team. And I just wanted to go down on special teams and be like Mike Bates. That guy, I love Bates when he played for the Cowboys.
Bill
on the
Bates,
special teams.
Absolutely.
Bill Bates, yeah. He was phenomenal. I said, the only way I'm going to try to make the Cowboys is run. It's like a motor vehicle accident. Just go down and hit anybody that's on the other side. So that was my I had a shot at something else, but I got my other ring with my wife, and I just, you know, I have two beautiful kids, so I never went down to the Atlantic. They had an Atlanta tryout, but I never went there because I met my wife, Connie, and then that was that. I told guys, that was my Super Bowl ring back then, fellas, in 1980, although the tryout was in 79.
That's nice. You kind of have to say that, given the fact you're talking to Sam. But that's really nice, Mike.
Dad, what's your number one thing that you want to see the Cowboys? We always talk about the draft because you watch a lot of college football now too. So, what's the number one area that the Cowboys need to fix at the end of this year? You think?
I like what Jerry did. I tell you, a lot of people up here, Sam and Mike, they always complain. Jerry gets a bad, and I defend him, and I'm going to defend him on this one too. I says, Micah Parsons, I feel bad what happened to him yesterday, but I think he's going to end up winning that one because of the money aspect of it. And I think they got to work the defensive side of the ball. They got to, you know, I like what they did getting the defensive linemen they picked up from the Jets. Although I hear he went out with a concussion last night, so hopefully he's all right. But if you fix the defense, Dallas, you're right there. I mean, the offense is there. Just fix that defense, you know? Defensive, as you know, Sam, I told you for years, and everybody says it, inside out. You got to have your O-line, your D-line, and then work from there. Because if you don't have those guys up front, if you don't have your defense, you see it in the NFL now. It's like, look at Denver, how they're doing it, you know?
Good point.
Defense first. Let's fix defense.
So Mike Gannon, you're going to get your girl home here for Christmas, right? You're looking forward to having everybody back together?
That's going to be awesome. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I love when my daughter comes home. I miss her. It's tough. I just can't believe, Mike, that I told her of all the teams of the when she got involved with sports, and the people up here can't believe it either because they all know how I am with Dallas, and it's like I go, my daughter, you see, she watches them. She has to go to the stadium. I go, I told her, don't be like your father. You'll drive yourself crazy about this team. You know,
she doesn't care if they win or lose. She just wants them to be interesting.
Yeah, we
right?
want her to
and
be interesting
almost always
too.
Are. Yeah,
but I gotta say, Sam, and for all the people down there that listen. And they don't think, no, my daughter is a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. She's not a Patriot fan, you know.
The fandom is a little different because I got to be objective, but I've never been a Patriots fan on the record, never.
I know that, but I can imagine, Sam, when you first went down there, people, well, you're from Boston, aren't you? Why aren't you a Patriots fan? I go, Well, she'll explain that when she tells you, which we're trying to get that nip in the butt today. So everybody that's listening, they can just say, boy, she is a Dallas fan.
Mike, it was great to meet you a couple of years ago at the NBA Finals, and
that
we're so
awesome.
Glad that Sam is part of our team at Fox 4. We're having a great time on our free-for-all sports show every night, and we're having a good time on the ticket on the radio here today as well. It's really great having you.
Thanks, Dad. Well, love you.
I love you, and I want to say again a thanks to Mike because he's helped my daughter down there. I met him. It was a great time. He's a great guy. And when your daughters leave, it's hard for a family. It's hard for you, but he knows.
I know.
And I really appreciate, Mike, that you've helped out my daughter. I really do, and I thank you.
All right. Sam's dad, Mike Gannon, everybody.
Thanks, Dad.
All right. That's great.
Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
I'm a great guy, Killer. Did you hear that? I'm a great guy. By time he's paying me some damn respect here. That was a blast.
That was so fun. Yeah, he was a little bit more tame. I may have told him, you know, he can't go full throttle on this show. I told him that, you know, tone it down just a little. He did great. Dad, great job.
All right.
Wow, he's big time, too. He hung up before I even got to say goodbye.
It was an amazing day in the NFL, and for some sad reasons as well. We'll go around the league when we come back. It's free for all on the ticket.
This is what we're doing. A talent show for Stars tickets.
Deep Eddie Vodka Ticket White Elephant Day.
Steve.
Okay,
come
over
there. I'd spell Stars.
Okay. Oh, okay.